Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright morning across Israel with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Temperatures are comfortable, making it a great start to the day. Here are today's headlines. First, in Gaza, the IDF is advancing to secure areas permanently, but Hamas remains resilient, according to Israel Hayom, from 3 hours ago. Also, observers note the end of the rebels against Netanyahu in Likud, raising questions about leadership succession, as reported by Israel Hayom an hour ago. Also this hour, the IDF claims to have killed an armed Hezbollah operative in southern Lebanon earlier today. The Times of Israel notes Lebanon's president is urging the U.S. to help move past wars. Separately, Ynet reports Trump mentioned that Netanyahu requested a meeting at the White House amid growing tensions over Iran and Lebanon operations. And finally, Axios details skepticism surrounding Netanyahu's international engagements as he seeks U.S. support. Reaction has been swift on social media. Mark Dubowitz, CEO of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, posted just minutes ago that market trends are calming. He highlighted a drop in Brent crude prices, showing resilience in the global energy system. From X, the latest, Middle East 24 shared that Egypt's President El-Sisi emphasized peace in the Middle East hinges on resolving the Palestinian issue, citing Egypt's historical role in regional peace agreements. Shabos Kestenbaum shared admiration for the United States, expressing love for the country while enjoying July 4th fireworks near the White House. Now for more on those stories. In Gaza, the IDF continues its campaign to gain control of strategic areas. Although Hamas remains a formidable opponent, Israel Hayom emphasizes that the military operation aims to establish long-term security. This effort underscores the ongoing volatility in the region and the importance of military strategy. Turning to politics, Israel Hayom reports on the diminishing influence of those opposing Netanyahu within his party. Edelstein's resignation signals a shift in Likud's internal dynamics. This could affect future political landscapes and leadership contests in Israel. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel highlights that the IDF's operation in southern Lebanon follows a manhunt for a Hezbollah operative. This comes amidst Lebanon's president advocating for peace and urging U.S. involvement. The situation reflects the fragile state between Israel and neighboring Lebanon. Starting with international diplomacy, Ynet reports that Netanyahu seeks U.S. support amid tensions over Iran and Lebanon. Discussions with Trump could influence Israel's diplomatic strategies and alignments on critical regional issues. And finally, Axios sheds light on Netanyahu's diplomatic challenges. His engagements aim to bolster Israel's international alliances, crucial for navigating the complex geopolitical climate. On the economic front, first, CTEC discusses how AI is reshaping Israel's exit market. With over 50 acquisitions in the first half of 2026, artificial intelligence is redefining valuations and priorities in cybersecurity, defense, and chip sectors. Separately, Israel Hayom Business Report's former Prime Minister Bennett criticized the current policy on ultra-Orthodox draft dodgers. His economic plan suggests withholding state funds from non-enlistees, sparking debate on social and financial policies. And finally, Walla Business reveals Finance Minister Smotrich's response to the shekel's rise. A 1.6 billion shekel aid program aims to support high-tech and exporters, addressing currency fluctuations impacting Israeli businesses. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 9 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.